Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Accountability Partner Podcast. I pray you all have had a lovely Thanksgiving. I don't know about you, but your girl done gained a few pounds. But what are we here to talk about? Not that. It is officially the month of December. And one of the things that God has been talking to me about for this month has been extreme discipline. December is going to be the month of extreme discipline. And I know that discipline is something that many of us, honestly, if not all of us, struggle with. Okay. And one of the reasons I believe that God wants us to hone in on this is because our lack of discipline is one of the main hindrances that prevents us from achieving our goals and experiencing the blessings of God. I actually read a quote recently from the author and motivational speaker, Jim Rohn, who said, "Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments." I repeat, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. And that makes me think of the fact that discipline is literally a precursor or the precursor to success and prosperity. And as we learned in the previous episodes, God's will for our lives is to be prosperous. So discipline, the need to be disciplined, having a disciplined lifestyle, disciplined character is not an option. Like, you have to do it. It is a requirement. So today, we are going to deep dive and truly break this thing down so that we can ensure that we are unhindered and in position to receive all the blessings God has for us.
So now, I am disciplined to get all that God has for us in this podcast.
You know, I didn't even get a chance to introduce you. Jeez.
Hey, y'all.
Listen, I couldn't do this episode alone. I had to come to the woman who taught me about discipline herself, my wonderful, amazing mother, Rhoda Williams. Woo, if I have like some things, I would shout you out. Mommy, tell the people who you are and just briefly introduce yourself.
Hey guys, I am Rhoda Williams.
Mm-hmm. That's my mama.
You can hit me on IG as his Rhoda underscore Gail. That's HZRHODA_GAIL. That's Gail spelled the right way.
I know. That's, first of all, did you just say you want the people to hit you on Instagram?
Oh, you say something else nowadays.
Anyways, we are talking about discipline. And like I said,
that's what you used to say back.
Like I said, I wanted to have my mom really be a part of this episode because she has taught me so many things when it comes to being disciplined. And so I really wanted her to be a part of this conversation. And so, Mom, as I'm sure you are familiar with the podcast, one of the things that I like to start us off with are affirmations, because one of the things that we've learned or that we know is that when you decree a thing, it is established. It is so. And so we must establish a discipline of saying and declaring certain affirmations in our lives so that we can begin to see it manifest in different areas or different aspects of our lives. So today's affirmations, and repeat after me. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Listen, are you ready?
I'm disciplined.
Okay. I am disciplined.
I am disciplined.
I am focused.
I am focused.
I am disciplined in my thoughts and I am disciplined in my actions.
I am disciplined in my thoughts and I am disciplined in my actions.
I possess the discipline to accomplish my goals.
I possess the discipline to accomplish my goals.
And I have the discipline to be obedient to God.
And I have the discipline to be obedient to God.
No matter how I feel.
No matter how I feel.
I will always follow through.
I will always follow through.
And I will never quit.
And I will never quit.
I do what I say I will do.
I do what I say I will do.
And I will be who I say I will be.
And I will be who I say I will be.
There is nothing I can't do.
There's nothing I can't do.
I am disciplined.
I am disciplined.
How does that make you feel?
I feel like I should be running up the stairs like Rocky saying, I am.
I know that's right.
Woman.
You are a woman. You are disciplined. And with that being said, let's just have a conversation. So, honey, and this is for the listeners. I call my mom honey, so you'll hear me refer to her as such. That doesn't mean y'all can go around calling her honey, because y'all know her like that.
I'm honey.
But honey, when you think of discipline, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
For me, sure. Food.
Sure. Okay. Food. Why does discipline come to your mind when it comes to food?
Because I think discipline combats training. And I say that because, or tradition, I should say, training okay. and tradition. We were raised, my mom, I mean, you know, Graham, is always baking, cooking. You guys love her lemon cupcakes mm-hmm. and things like that. But that's how we were raised. Like, there was always something baking, even if it was cornbread, cinnamon rolls, cupcakes, something. So it's ingrained in me. So now I'm pretty much reprogramming myself. I always joke at work telling the ladies that I have dessert for breakfast. We have dessert Jesus. After lunch. Yeah. And we have dessert after dinner. You yeah. know that we'll bake brownies and eat a half a cake in a hot second. So when I think, I say food because that has been my most challenging area with regards to discipline.
It's funny you said something very interesting. You said you've been reprogramming yourself to, I guess, develop certain habits and just in certain, I guess, practices. And when I looked up the definition of discipline, and discipline as a verb is to train oneself to do something in a controlled and habitual way. And to be disciplined means to show a controlled form of behavior or way of thinking. And so some synonyms for that include to train, to control, to regulate. And, you know, when I think of discipline, when it comes to achieving our goals, I think of literally you're training yourself to do whatever is necessary to receive a certain result. So for instance, you said you're trying to become more disciplined in food. Why? Because you want to be more healthy. Right. So I'm going to train myself. I'm going to train my body. I'm going to train my mind to establish certain habits, certain lifestyles, so that I can end up getting the result that it is that I want.
But you said something right there.
What?
And I don't know if you just walked over it. So I'm not sure if you really let it saturate. You said, train your mind. Mm-hmm. Discipline begins with mindset. So unless you have a renewed mindset, you're not going to stick to whatever it is you have challenging you.
Now, what does that look like though, for someone who may be struggling with discipline? What does a renewed mindset look like?
So for me, you know, I've been trying to work with peers instead of brownies. So I don't tell myself I'm depriving myself of having brownies. I tell myself I am awarding my body with having a peer.
I love that. Say that one more time. I love that.
I'm not depriving myself by not having a brownie. I'm rewarding myself by having a peer. Because I don't want my body to work hard trying to rid itself of fats and sugars and carbs and all that stuff. Because you're actually working your body.
You know, that makes me think of, it's all about perspective.
Yes, ma'am.
And one of the quotes that comes to mind when I think of that is, and it's a quote that you actually taught us growing up. You always say, it's not about what you want now. It's about what you want most. I repeat, you always say, it's not about what you want now. It's about what you want most. So in the example with referring to the brownie, yeah, I would love to have that chocolate goodness, right? But what I want most is I want a healthy body. Yes. I want to be able to have energy. I want to look snatched for the summertime because the summertime we're trying to be fine as wine. And I can't be fine as wine in my full potential with a little gut from that brownie.
Cellulite ain't cute.
Cellulite is not cute. And so I love the fact that you said mindset. And anytime I think of discipline, it always brings me back to the GOAT. Who's the GOAT?
Would that be me?
Okay. The GOAT is LeBron James. And I was reading an article. First of all, if you guys don't know who LeBron James, actually, I'm not going to introduce him. You guys should know who LeBron James is. He's one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And when I think of him and I think of the fact that he is as old as he is, still playing in the NBA, uninjured at that, I think that is literally not only because of the grace of God, because you got to recognize that, but it is because of the disciplined mindset that he has. And I was reading an article that talked about his workout routine, his workout habits or workout schedule. And I read that while he's working or while he's currently on season, so when he's still playing basketball, when he has games, he works out every single day for at least 3 hours a day. This is when he has a game already. Now, when he doesn't have a game during his off season, he's working out 7 times a day.
Well, that's literally his job.
Mommy, he's working out. He doesn't have to, though.
But he does. And see, that's where, see, you're thinking, again, mindset. He's trained himself to understand, in order to do this, I must have this.
Exactly. And that's what I mean. That's discipline, because he doesn't have to develop that mindset. I'm sure there are other people who are also in the NBA. They don't have that mindset. And as a result, I'm sure some of them probably aren't playing anymore, or some of them aren't the MVPs, or some of them are winning certain championships. And so I think of that. I definitely think of him when I think of discipline. So you were alluding to something earlier. You said, let me rewind. Why do you think discipline is important?
A couple of reasons. So we know the main reason: you need discipline in order to achieve a goal.
Okay.
I shouldn't say more importantly, but I think to piggyback off of that, or maybe as equally important, is to reduce the time it takes you to achieve a goal.
Talk to me.
So I'm gonna stick with my brownie.
Sure.
Example.
People, we like brownies.
Okay. So no nuts though, guys. No nuts. Oh, just regular fudge. I have a goal weight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, disciplined, doing my salads, doing my water, no bread, no sugar, I could literally reach my goal weight in a month. In the holiday season, the spirit of Christmas, in the spirit of the January, the greatest holiday in all the world, my birthday.
No, Jesus.
Because I know I'm going to have cake and I know I'm going to have ice cream, I may not reach my goal weight until the end of January. But if I decide to be disciplined through the holidays, including my birthday in January, I know. I mean, I've done it before. After having children, I've done, I'm going to be disciplined, stuck to salad, stuck to tuna, stuck to the 2 ounces of dressing and no bread, and snatch back in an instant.
I love that. I love the fact, or I love how you relate it and essentially equate it, discipline, to one's level of preparedness to achieve a goal.
Yep.
And I think of back to what I was saying earlier, where it is because of our lack of discipline that we have yet to experience certain blessings and promises of God.
Exactly.
It is because we haven't prepared ourselves through discipline, or by being disciplined, that we may not have experienced the millions or the house or the marriage or the book or all these different things. And even when you talk about time, if we were to discipline ourselves and establish a routine, let's say our goal is to write a book, but and I'm rolling my eyes at my mom because she's supposed to be writing a book,
haven't been disciplined.
That's neither here nor there. And so to that point, perfect. If we haven't established a discipline of writing every single day, that book launch is going to continuously be delayed. If you haven't established a discipline to research certain information about your industry, whether it's makeup, whether it's hair, whether it's arts, acting, business, whatever it is, if you haven't established a discipline to focus on certain things, the further that goal, that further that desire that you have is going to be pushed out. And it is only because you have yet to be disciplined in that certain area. And so I love that. Like, your lack of discipline is what's delaying you from the promise. That's your lack word, of delay. Discipline is delaying you from really experiencing the fruit. It's what delaying you from experiencing those promises of God. And so I love that. And
Not dedicating yourself to discipline delays your desire.
Not dedicating yourself to discipline delays your desire. Not dedicating yourself to discipline delays your desire. No, that's right, because my desire is to be snatched by the summertime. And what did I eat this past week? Ham hocks, mac and cheese, yams, greens, beans, tomatoes, all shrimp of the stuff, rice, shrimp, all of the things.
Don't forget the rolls.
Listen.
Many rolls.
But what we are doing this episode because God is calling us all to be
mind.
God is calling us all to be disciplined, and He wants the best for us. And so we're going to do what we need to do in order to do that. So
we have to renew our minds, right?
We have to renew our minds. And so when I think of how does someone actually become disciplined, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? I know you said renew your mind, and how does one renew your mind? You change your perspective, but what are some other maybe steps or tools or resources that you would maybe share with someone who was looking to become more disciplined or seeking help to become more disciplined?
You have to prepare to be disciplined.
Talk about that.
We're going to stay on the food train for a minute. Just think about if you were to go on your weight loss journey, not even say weight loss. You have a new mindset of being healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
The moment you don't prepare your meal, prepare your snack, what's the first thing you're going to do? For me, I'll be going to get some waffle fries from Chick-fil-A or a Twix bar from CVS.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm prepared, if I have my grapes, if I have my pear, if I have my apple, it'll help me to be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you just have to do things for 7 days straight, and it becomes a habit. And then you start to form more techniques and more things that'll help you stay disciplined.
You know, I love that, because one of the things I had in my notes was a way that someone can work towards becoming more disciplined is establishing a routine, mm-hmm. or creating that mm-hmm. plan. I think the one thing that prevents most people from being disciplined is a lack of structure. It's a lack of a plan. So I can say I can desire to be disciplined all I want, but if I haven't put a plan in place to really experiencing that, and going back to the food example, if I say I want to be disciplined in food and I don't want to, let's say I don't want to eat out every day, and the next day comes and I haven't made a meal, it's going to be easy for me to just say, oh, well, I'll just start tomorrow because I don't have the time or whatever.
It reminds me of something we even use in business when we're talking about developing a business plan. If you fail to plan, you should plan to fail.
If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I love that.
Yeah. So if you don't plan to be disciplined, you're not going to be disciplined.
You know, one of the other things I would say is when you're thinking of discipline, and I know this is something that I've been working towards, honestly, over the past few years, as my desires have changed, goals have changed, lifestyle has changed, is ridding yourself of those people who push you away from that desired disciplined lifestyle. And so let's go away from the food.
Healthy mindset.
Let's go away. Let's move towards money.
Mm-hmm.
If we're trying to be more disciplined in our finances, we have to separate ourselves from those people who are quick to say, hey, T, or hey, Ro, let's go out to eat. Let's go to Ruth mm-hmm. Chris. Let's go to my, like, all Mastro's, wherever it is, every single week. Let's go shopping. Mm-hmm. Let's ball mm-hmm. out. Let's do all these different things. And that's not to say that I can't have those friends, or that's not to say that you still can't be in communication with these people, but you're recognizing that there are times and seasons. And in this season, I'm really trying to focus on establishing a budget and establishing a disciplined lifestyle. So you know what? I have to say no more. And I even think to that point, discipline is learning how to say no to the things that don't feed your discipline.
Yes. Are you growing with this individual or with this group, or are you staying stagnant? Remember, I was telling you that Michael Todd did a message, and one of the things he had up there was he was trying to demonstrate how you have to have certain people in your life, certain people around you that can hold you where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So before you became on this, before you started with this financial journey of being more, of being a better steward of your finances, or being more conscious of your with the things you allocate your money to. You were going out with Sue, Sally, and Jane, right?
Yeah.
But and Sue, Sally, and Jane were good because at that point in time, that's what they did. They shopped, they hung out, they ate, you know, happy hour, whatever the case may be. But then you have Tom, Mike, and John, who are reading investment logs and saving their money and, you know, developing better habits with their spending and living beneath their means, mm-hmm. not even at their means. They would be the type of people that you would associate yourself with, not even so much as align yourself with, so that you can glean from them.
I think that's so good. And that even makes me think of accountability. And when I'm thinking, of discipline and ways to improve discipline, or how does one become disciplined, you get people in your life who can hold you accountable. Not mm-hmm. that person, especially when you're trying to save money, who's going to say, oh, T-Well, you know what you deserve. You work hard. Yeah. No, you need that person who's going to say, you know what? You said that you want to be disciplined. You want to save money. No, you should not be spending $1,000 on some Balenciaga shoes or sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You shouldn't be doing those things. And the one thing I also say, and I think this is something that hinders a lot of people from walking in disciplined or having a disciplined lifestyle, is they neglect their, or let me not say neglect, they fail to remind themselves of their why. Like why, and this is goes back to your point where you were saying, you know, change your mindset, change your perspective, and think about the benefit of what's to come, or the fruit of what is going to result of this discipline. And so, for instance, let's say writing the book mm-hmm. per se, and let's say this book is on mental health. The why, you need to write or establish a disciplined lifestyle where you're writing on a certain amount of pages each day, is because you understand that this book is meant to free somebody from any mental illness or mental strain or whatever it is that has been hindering them from being able to be mentally free. Right. And so you can think about those things, or remember your why in areas, going back to the finances. I know that I really want to be wealthy. I know that God has called us all to live a prosperous lifestyle. So even in those moments where I really want to just splurge out on clothes, on food, on all these things, I have to remind myself, you know what? It's not about what I want now. Mm. It's about what I want most. And what I want most is I want a home. I want to leave generational wealth to my kids and my children's kids and all of those different things.
But that's why it's so important, your environment.
Yeah.
Yes. Especially your super circle, mm-hmm. that those that you're talking to on a regular basis, places you're going, and what you're feeding your eyes, your mind, the things that you're taking in from on TV, you know, radio, whatever, all those things play a part in feeding your ability to be disciplined.
I love that. And that just makes me think, first of all, what this conversation has really just opened my eyes about is that discipline, or everyone has an area that they can improve upon, especially Absolutely. When it comes to discipline. I know yours and mine is food. Mine as well is finances. Mine as well can be consistency. And so an action item for anyone who's listening is, I really want you to think about that one area that you have been struggling being consistent, being disciplined. Like you say you're going to do it, but then you end up just saying, oh, well, I'll wait, or you'll delay, or you're procrastinating, all these different things. I want you to really hone in on that just one area. I'm not even trying to tell you to do multiple things. Hone in on that one area and commit to be disciplined this month. And I think the first step, of to your point, you have to want to be disciplined. You have to train your mind to say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do, and create a plan around it.
And you have to be strategic. There's mm-hmm. certain things you're going to need to do to help you stay disciplined for whatever that one thing is. And I'm giving another example. There's something that I wanted to be disciplined in. So what I do is I have 3 alarms set on my phone, mm-hmm. and they go off 3 times during the day, every day, every week, every month, mm-hmm. reminding me to do those things, to do that thing at those 3 intervals throughout the day.
I love that because that goes back to what we were talking about, which is create a plan.
Yes.
And as you're honing in on that one area that you know you need to be disciplined in, create a strategy, not only a strategy that helps you or that helps you execute that discipline, but also create a strategy that prevents certain people or certain things that would hinder you from walking in that discipline. And so make sure you have your necessary steps in place to say, you know what, this person is probably going to ask me for money. Let me just already like have a message prepared to say no, why, or whatever, like certain things, like truly prepare in a way that you are preparing for an exam, because I can't emphasize this enough. And I know I said this throughout the previous episodes, there are blessings that God is truly trying to get us to receive. And it is until we have not even mastered, but until we truly decide it and until we truly commit to walk in that discipline, that those blessings will be delayed. Those blessings will be restricted. And I know that's not what you want. I know that's not what God wants. And so if you had to give someone, the people, another action item related to discipline, what is it that you think you'll say? We said, create a plan. We said, find that one area that you're thinking through, or that you find yourself lacking in discipline in. I know mine is food. Yours is probably also food.
Reading. Like I want to, again, use the technology that we have. I think probably 99.9% of the people that may listen to this podcast have a phone, a cell phone. Put calendar that one thing that's going to help you be disciplined. So for instance, if you, I have one of my team members, she wants to study, she's studying for the CPA exam. So put on your phone every 3 or 4 hours, read 5 flashcards. Because they want to be disciplined with studying. So the tool she's going to use to help her be disciplined is to calendar it, have an alarm on her phone. Yeah. So what I would suggest is once they've identified the area, right, created a plan, now they want to put the resources, tools, and mechanisms in place to help them execute the plan.
I love that. I love that. And to add, and I just have a few additional, I guess, nuggets. I want you to put your goals in place, put your desires in a area, in a position where you can see them frequently, because what did we learn? It is our lack of discipline that has been preventing us from achieving those goals. So if we see those goals in the forefront of our minds, we're constantly reminded, you know, this is the thing I'm working towards. This is why I have to be disciplined. And I think as we continuously see that at the forefront of our minds, that is when we will begin to, you know, deprive ourselves from that instant gratification and truly establish those disciplined habits and create a disciplined lifestyle. The one thing I'll also say, and we mentioned this as well, get some people to hold you accountable. I am the accountability partner. If you need someone to hold you accountable, shoot me a DM, shoot mom a DM. I have all of our information in the show notes, but get some friends to hold you accountable, and not just any old person. Get someone who's truly going to make you commit to the words that you say.
And someone that you respect and trust, because you can ask A, B, C, and D, hey, remind me to do X, Y, and Z at 4 o'clock every day. And you already know that person is going to call you, block their number, don't answer their text, don't respond. Get someone that you truly are going to respond to because you respect the fact that they're helping you.
Yeah. I love that. And the last thing I'll mention related to action items is to truly be, or to truly fast and pray. You all know this is a faith-based podcast. And so when it comes to anything, we always need to seek the face of God concerning something. And so the benefits of fasting includes clarity. It also helps you become disciplined. I know a lot of the areas many of us struggle with when it comes to discipline is food. And so truly turning down your plate, whether that's saying, you know what, I'm not going to eat from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. for one day a week, or for 2 days a week, or for maybe just 3 days out the month, so that I can truly just seek the face of God and hear what it is that he's saying. And I'm sure God will reveal to you not only areas that you may need discipline in, but he may also give you the help, the steps needs, the steps and the resources needed so that you can walk in that discipline. And I'll close with a few scriptures that I was reading. And mommy, I would love to just hear what you think about these scriptures as it pertains to discipline. And so the first one is 2 Timothy 1:7, and it reads, For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gives us power, love, and self-discipline. What does that make you think about?
We already have the ability to do everything we need to do. Mindset, people, mindset.
I love that. Like,
know that you have it.
Know that you have it. And I think that's, I love that, because I know what a lot of the reasons, or many, one reason why a lot of us aren't walking in discipline is because we truly have accepted the fact that we are unable to. And it is very clear in the scripture that says, God did not give us the spirit of fear. He gave us self-discipline. He's already deposited in us. And that is why you have to seek God and fast and pray so that he can open your eyes concerning the level of discipline that you already have and possess. Now, the next scripture I'll read, it says, Titus 1:8. Rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. And just for context, and I wish I would have included the previous scripture, but it talks about those things that you shouldn't be. And I think it talks about someone who's reckless, someone who's frivolous, someone who's who lacks self-control. And it says, rather than being those things, one must be hospitable. One must love what is good. One must be self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined.
Now, if you're sitting there saying, I can't do all of that, that's not me, I still got this habit, I still got that habit, I still this wrong, remember, God is a God of mercy. So again, just be disciplined and say, you know, hey, God, I don't know if you guys talk to him like I talk, but I say, Daddy, look, you know how you created me. I screwed up this time. I didn't do this right. Have mercy on me. Forgive me, whatever the case may be. And start again.
I love
that. Start anew. Mercies are new every day.
I love that. And on the topic of mercy, because we are so grateful to serve a God who is merciful, in this scripture, God literally gives us the command to be disciplined. It doesn't say, rather, he sometimes must be hospitable, must be disciplined, holy. No. It says, rather, this person must be hospitable. They must be disciplined. They must love what is good. And so I know many of us live this life as if we have the option to choose if we should or shouldn't do a certain thing. We don't have the option to be in discipline. And in those moments, and this goes back to that mercy, where we realize, we recognize, you know, I haven't been walking in discipline, or I haven't been living a disciplined lifestyle. God being so merciful will give us many opportunities, as he does every single day, because I'm sure there are moments each day where we haven't walked in discipline. And the last scripture I'll mention is Hebrews 12:8. It says, if you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate. You're not true sons and daughters at all. Well, let me just tell you, God just be smacking me in the face all the time. I feel like every time I read the Bible, I'm like, Lord, geez.
And it is not that scripture too. It is not somebody, it's not God telling us, you're not one of mine. He's basically saying, you're not walking in the power and authority that you have as my son.
Because it is sons, it is people who are disciplined, who walk in abundance, who walk in prosperity, who walk in a level of power and authority that is truly reflective of being a son of God. Yes. And so it is until we have that discipline that God's like, dang, I'm really trying to get you to have the millions. I'm really trying to get you to have that home. I'm really trying to get you to truly live as if you are my son. You are the son of the God who owns everything. But no, you want to go ahead and go to Chick-fil-A every day. You want to go and mess up your body by eating filth. And I'm talking to myself, because your girl went to Chick-fil-A today. I sure did. And it was good. Shout out to Chick-fil-A. They're gonna sponsor this podcast soon. You said what? You had a peanut butter what, Ma?
I said I had a banana bread today.
You had a and you didn't even tell me. See, accountability.
I don't think you picked up the ability phone at work. Oh, I was getting ready to go buy. Oh, and I was please. Like, you know what? That's a sign from the Lord.
Oh, please. And so as we close, what do you want to, what is one thing you want the people to walk away with?
You can do it. That is all you need to tell yourself. Don't listen to the outside voices. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't even listen to yourself. Yeah. I want you to look, say Tierra and Rhoda said, I can do it. If you can't tell yourself to do it, we're telling you to do it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
I love that.
I heard something one time. I know you're going to close out. The enemy mm-hmm. is the inner me. Mm. That voice that can't even remember who is it. It's not what people tell us, it's what we tell ourselves. Mm. And so, I'm telling you to tell yourself you can do it. If you have to put it on a sticky in the mirror, put it on a dashboard in your car, put it on your keyboard at your desk, tell yourself, I got this, I can do this.
And also to that point, even in those moments where you may fall short or you may slack off, it's okay because you can start back up and you can start it again. And it doesn't make you any less disciplined for having a mistake, because what did we learn? Discipline is a mindset. It's a mindset. And the more you begin to develop that mindset, the more you will experience the blessings of God. Yeah. This is the month of extreme and supernatural discipline. We have to be disciplined. We have to have disciplined habits. We have to establish a disciplined lifestyle. I know my mom mentioned it. She said, I think it's 21 days that you need in order to make something a habit. And so we're going to challenge you all to choose to be disciplined in that one area for 21 days, whether that's waking up early or reading or writing, and be consistent in those 21 days. And I can assure you that you'll see the fruit. And even on top of that, I want to make sure that as you're working towards certain goals, that you don't neglect to spend time with God as well, because it is only, you was leaning over like,
no,
he's about to say something.
I want to look it up because I think it's 7 days. Is it 21 days? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's like you didn't interrupt me to come.
My bad.
Oh, Jesus. But yes, long story short, you can do this 21 days, whether that's fasting, praying. We are just crying out to God for extreme discipline. And I know that people are like, well, you know, there's only 30 more days left. Like I don't have enough time to do certain things, or it's too late to establish a certain habit or lifestyle. It is never too late. It is never too late. You are right where you need to be. You are right on time. You have everything you need, and you can do it.
I'm seeing 80-year-old women graduate from college.
I know that's right. It's never too late. It's never too late to write the book. It's never, I don't know why I'm on this book.
You're trying to tell me to be disciplined and finish the book.
I'm trying to tell whoever.
I hear you.
I'm trying to tell whoever God has placed it on their heart to write a book, to write the book. I'm trying to get you to write the song. I'm trying to get you to launch the course. I'm trying to get you to be disciplined to create a better vocabulary, to speak up more, to start the business, whatever it is, you can do it. And so I'm going to reiterate these, the affirmations that we started in the beginning, because I really want to, not only are we going to act these things out and establish a disciplined lifestyle, but I truly want us to, even on top of that, create a discipline in declaring these affirmations. And so we're going to declare them again, and we are going to close. I am disciplined.
I am disciplined.
I am disciplined.
No, I am disciplined.
I am focused.
I am focused.
I am disciplined in my thoughts.
I am disciplined in my thoughts.
And I am disciplined in my actions.
And I am disciplined in my actions.
I possess the discipline to accomplish my goals.
I possess the discipline to accomplish my goals.
And I have the discipline to be obedient to God.
And I have the discipline to be obedient to God.
No matter how I feel.
No matter how I feel.
I will always follow through.
I will always follow
through. I will always follow through.
I will always follow through.
And I will never quit. quit.
And I will never quit.
I do what I say I will do.
I do what I say I will do.
And I will be who I say I will be.
And I will be who I say I will be.
There is nothing I can't do.
There's nothing I can't do.
And there's nothing I can't be.
And there's nothing I can be.
Yeah, we got this. We're disciplined. Let's get it. Let's win. I love you. Peace out.
Bye, y'all.